Good evening, boys and girls. Off of case law tonight and on to some tactics. I'm just merely going to discuss a higher priority of cars that I found were engaged in criminal activity by their combinations of people inside the vehicle. So I want to just tell you that I'm not telling you to go out and stop vehicles with these combinations. However, I will let you know that the probability of me finding crime in these vehicles was much higher. Hence, this was my experience. You understand? So what I'm going to tell you now must be perceived accordingly. I will tell you this, that I generally found that cars from who were occupied by 1 to 3 people were the best cars for me. I think anybody who's involved in interdiction can attribute success to that as well. But you must understand that although I'm telling you some things, some vehicle occupant combinations, it doesn't mean that the possibility of any kind of occupations or any kind of vehicle, and you must open your mind to think of buses, trains, boats, luggage, UPS, FedEx, the whole nine. There's drugs and illegal stuff moving everywhere and at every moment of the day. It's a crazy, crazy black market system. And you, if you're not thinking like that, you're missing out on a lot of things. You need to think like that. I just saw a video before on in other groups on a girl who had like a kilo in her shoes and her high heels. So things you got to think about. But again, probable versus possible. I always like to play probable versus possible. A lot of things are probable. Some things are possible, but I always like to play probability. That's kind of was a better bet for me. So I'm going to talk about a few things. Again, I didn't like cars that had 4 or more passengers in it. You may find some people with warrants who aren't wearing their seatbelts in the back, but maybe some personal use, CDS. But generally, I always liked 1 to 3 passenger vehicles. And like I said, everyone who's watching this is an interdiction guy. I'm sure they can comment on that and agree with me. What I will tell you is I'm going to go through a list of combinations that I've written down that I really thought about and thought about. Man, there was a lot of people with these combinations that were involved in criminal activity that I happened to interdict. So here's what it is. 2 guys and 1 girl. Always liked 2 guys and 1 girl. Again, you're still going to have those reactions to your presence, but a good combination. You're always going to have those reactions. That's what you got to look for, that weird behavior. You know what's interesting that I thought of the other day, and I'm going to put in my classes? When I see people driving like this, like relaxed with their hand on the wheel, like it's normal. When I see people like up off the seat, I'm always suspicious of that. Always. When I'm driving in my POV, because that's all I drive anymore, but I'm always suspicious of somebody who looks uncomfortable while they're driving. So if you're an unmarked guy or a narcotics detective, man, that's a really good thing to look for. I see that here and there. I'll catch a guy or a girl who just looks really super uncomfortable, like a high alert, not relaxed. And to me, that's like they're just nervous as shit driving the car. And it could be for a number of different reasons. It could be they have warrants, they have a suspended license, or they're engaged in some kind of criminal activity. We know it's all violations of the law. They're going to have reactions to the presence. Or they're going to have that uncomfortability while they're doing or violating the law at that time. So that's my first combination. The second one I'll give you guys is this is the good stuff from class. 2 girls in the front seat and a guy in the back seat. I mean, that's like, to me, that was like a home run. I tell a story in my class how my wife and I pulled up next to a car at a traffic light one time. I'm like, oh, 2 girls in the front, 1 guy in the back. Such a good car. And she's like, oh, please. And at like 3 seconds later, the guy pulled up and lit a blunt in the car. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just when I see a guy sitting in the back seat, it just doesn't look natural to me. It's really strange, especially at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not 2 in the morning when he's gassed and he drank at the bar. That's always a real, when I see that one, that's like a home run to me. Female driving, male in passenger seat. That is my favorite. And I think that's a lot of people's favorites. I always would be, my eyes would be drawn to that quite a bit, because if you think about it, like for most people, if you're not getting gas or getting drunk, how many guys in this group actually let their wives drive their cars or drive the family somewhere? Like the guys are usually driving. So it's kind of a weird thing when women are driving and males in a passenger seat. And what I like to see is when the guy doesn't have a seatbelt on, and now in New Jersey, we can compel him for identification. If we can't identify him, we can lock him up and bring him in for identification purposes. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had crazy CDS arrests on just this alone, but almost inevitably going to hit warrants. You will most, I mean, like 99% of the time you're going to hit a suspended driver. It's just someone un, you know, if the guy's not drunk or impaired, it's so un or tired or something. It's just really unlikely that the person's not going to be wanted or engaged in some kind of criminal activity. And I'm talking about an 85-year-old woman who's driving her decrepit old husband to the pediatric, the urologist the foot doctor. I can't think of the name right now. Can somebody just text that in? I can't think of that. Podiatrist. The podiatrist. You know, I'm talking about, again, in a combination of all the things that we talk about, reactions to presence, but also you have these combinations. Male driving female's car, registered to her, and she's in the passenger seat. Violations of law, probably warrants. You know, generally somebody who's involved in CDS or some kind of really crime activity is going to try to lay low and not drive. What I can't tell you how many times I pulled over a guy, it's registered to the girlfriend. He's driving, he's suspended and has warrants. Why are you letting him drive? And again, any kind of odd combinations. There's cars that I've looked into. I'm like, that looks weird. Why are those people in that car together? So if you're seeing things like that, they're going to stand out. And I'm going to tell you this. The number one rule of interdiction is to be patient, right? Don't get so super excited and go out and start ripping every single car. Just try to sit back and watch a little bit. That's the name of the game. TMC Wallen. Yeah. What's it? TMC Wayne. Love the female driver. Male. It's so good. I mean, dude, it is. It just is. So I wanted to give you guys something different that everybody in the country could use. It's the same everywhere. Guys are like, oh, I hate when people say to me, like, oh, I work in a small town. You know, they got the bridge up there. Like, stop it. Like, you could take any interdiction guy, anybody who can recognize criminal activity in a motor vehicle, bring them to any part of the country, and you could set me in your town, and I promise you we'd be pulling drugs within a certain amount of time. But people come down the hallway here, so I'm going to jump off this thing, and I'll see you guys later.